Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every roundup right until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to the Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV, Bet Online, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Lions podcast. That's BLEAV. Right here on the Believe Network. I'm your host, as always, Jack Cavanaugh at Javanaugh87, and I am joined by the one, the only, the all-pro safety for the Detroit Lions, the interception leader for the Detroit Lions, and in the NFL for a season as well. It is the one, the only, Glover Quinn.
Yeah. What is up, man?
Not too much. It's good to be chatting with you. It's been a little while with all this off-season break that we've got in here, but it's good to be chatting once again. What's up with you?
Man, same old, man. But like you said, it's been the off-season, man. So it's been good to get a little break, see everything that's going on. There's a lot going on. I know I've missed probably some things, but it's been a great time to kind of separate, do some other things, and recalibrate. And now jump back in a little bit.
Yeah, recharge those batteries. And then you just kind of get hit in the face with free agency. And before we get to the Lions talk, I really wanted to talk to you about what's going on with the safeties in the NFL, because it seems like they all got hit in the face with just cuts everywhere. And obviously the Lions did cut Tracy Walker. We did expect that coming off the Achilles tear and the demotion, but you're seeing all pro guys. You're seeing Quandre Diggs gets shockingly cut by the Seattle Seahawks, Justin Simmons from the Broncos, Jordan Poyer from the Bills. It's all these big names at safety. Either they're free agents already, or they're getting cut, or they're asked to take a pay cut like Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, and Harrison Smith. What is happening?
I just think it's a devaluing in the position. I really think that they don't really feel like safeties are that valuable. And that would be why, especially once you get to a certain age, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you're seeing. They let those guys go. They feel like, you know what, we can get a younger guy that could do for cheaper. And you know, you get what you pay for. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it don't. But then the thing that happens when you get with these older guys, and that's why you see, you know, a lot of them, well, that I can remember, haven't really seen, they haven't really signed. You know, I know Quandre hasn't signed with anybody. I haven't saw Justin Simmons sign with anybody. I know Jordan Poyer took a, a $2 million deal in Miami?
Something like that. He took a
well, he lives down there though.
Yeah.
So for him, that's probably like easy. Like, I live down here. I don't have to go back to Buffalo. I can stay at home, make a couple meal. Like, that's probably what's fine for him. But a lot of those guys, I mean, Honey Badger, he's from New Orleans or Louisiana area. So, yeah, you'll take a pay cut sometimes to stay at home. I mean, I'm an older guy. I don't want to move anyway, right? But you get some of these guys, man, and it's like, even like for me, like when I had got released from Detroit, you know, I was in year 10 and I had only wanted to play 10 years, you know, and I had always said, you know, for me to go back on the field for year 11, it would have to be something like great. And the only way I would have went back on the field in year 11, if it would have been back here with the Houston Texans, because I live here. I wasn't in Detroit. I didn't want to move to another city. I didn't want to go anywhere else. So if I could have played another year here and the money made sense, then yeah, I would have done it. But outside of that, I wasn't even trying to do anything. And then once you sit down, once I sat down with my financial people, they're like, all right, man, you know, the way your life is, the way you're set up, I mean, you got to make at least this much money for it to change your lifestyle by 20 grand. And it's like, all right. So you mean to tell me I got to go risk my life, my health, my all that stuff for a change in lifestyle for 15K or something like that? And it's like, it ain't really that much benefit for me at this point. It's not going to change my life if I play one more year. And yeah, you make $4 million, but taxes are going to take this and you're going to do that. And, you know, and I don't want to just, you know, throw that term, that amount of money out lightly. But when you get to a certain level, certain things don't mean as much, right? Like when a person has $1,000, they don't care as much about the $10. They, you know, said it's just $10. I got $1,000, right? When the person got $100, that $1 bill is kind of like, oh, just a dollar, right? So even though you get up in the higher levels of money, it's the, kind of the same way. You know what I'm saying? When you kind of have a good foundation, when you look at what I got to do, it's like, okay, is it worth it? And you know what I'm saying? Then you start seeing guys walk away from, you know, major money. You know what I'm saying? And people can't understand, man, why is he don't want to play? He's making $15 million a year. But in his mind, he's like, dude, what I got to do to earn that in comparison to what I already have, I'm really fine already. My life, my health, my sanity, my family, my friend, like, it's more important to me than that. So then it's not worth it to them. And so that's how it was for me. So then now you look at guys like Quandre, like, I mean, he was in Seattle. He's going into year 10, I think. I mean, I don't know how he feels about going somewhere where the money isn't really worth it. You know, I mean, he lives in Austin, I think, or somewhere mid, I think around the Austin area. He's from Houston or Angleton, which is a little south of Houston. If the Texans presented an offer, I don't know how much he's willing for as, you know what I'm saying, like a pay cut. Because is it worth, you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, even for him, if he lives in Austin, he gets signed by the Texans, he still got to get a place here now. Like I said, yeah. Jordan Poirier lives in Miami, I think. So he probably don't even have to get a place. He's just like, all right, now I'm at home. I just got to go to work now. That's easy for him, right? Harrison Smith has been in Minnesota for 13 years. Sure, I'll take a pay cut to stay here. I don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I still want to play. I don't want to go anywhere else, though. So, yeah, whatever. It's fine. But I don't know, you know. And I think a lot of the things with Seattle was with Quandre now, and I don't know this for sure, but they got a new head coach now.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to, I think Matt Patricia did the same thing. Sometimes when you come in and you just have to get rid of some of the powerful voices in the locker room. And Quandre is a powerful voice. He's a leader, captain in that locker room. Jamal Adams, I'm sure, was a personality, a loud voice, right? So sometimes you have to remove some of those guys so that you know, you can get the younger guys to buy into what you're selling, and not be influenced by things that the older guys are saying. The Justin Simmons situation, I don't really know. You know, it could have been the same thing. And maybe Sean Payton just didn't want to make that change his first year. Kind of like I said, when Matt Patricia got there, I asked to be released. And I told Matt Patricia, this has nothing to do with you. I don't even know you like that. This is my first time ever talking to you, right? I just don't want to start over here.
Yeah.
Right. I'm in year 10. I know this is kind of my last year. I don't want to start over here. Right. But he couldn't come in and release me because I was coming off a stellar season in 2017. So that just wouldn't have been a good look for him to come in and release your top safety defensive player. So I played 1 year and then he released me. So it could have been the same thing with Sean Payton and Justin Simmons, right? He comes in. I can't just come in and release this guy the first year. So I'm letting him play a year. We need to create some money because we got $85 million in dead cap. How can we create some money? Well, if we got rid of Justin, we'll open up some salary cap if we do this. So I think they got rid of who, Jerry Jeudy?
Yep, traded him to the Browns.
Right. So we got to create some cap space. And Sean Payton is only in year two. So, hey, man, we came in with the team that y'all already had. It didn't work out for us. We got to start over. And Sean Payton has the resume for them to say, okay, let's do that. So he basically just came in and stole a year. And now they're going to allow him to start over and rebuild. But now we got to do it by getting rid of a lot of the dead weight that we have around here in the high contracts and start over from scratch. So it's genius by Sean Payton because it buys him 4 or 5 years, you know.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
But it just sucks to see for the players too. It sucks to see guys losing their jobs. And it just sucks to see the market for the safeties haven't really materialized. I think we've got so far, Jordan Poyer is signed, Kevin Byard signed with the Bears. and Xavier McKinney to the Packers. He got a big contract, but that's about it. Even Antoine Winfield Jr., he's on the franchise tag. Kyle Duggar's on the transition tag, so they're both one-year deals. It's just, it's wild to see nobody in this group getting paid except for CJ, GJ, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He actually does get a little bit of money. He gets $9 million a year from the Philadelphia Eagles to come back to Philly, 3 years up to $33 million. And so the Lions now have to look for that third safety because they still have Kirby Joseph. They still have Ife Melifonwu. But outside of that, it's an undrafted free agent from last year who didn't play at all. You have to have a third safety in the NFL, especially for the Detroit Lions scheme. We saw so much last year where they had three guys on the field.
Right. And I think in their minds, they kind of have, I don't know if they're necessarily just looking for a third safety that has to come in and do this right here because they got the wild card. They got Brian Branch. Right. If they need to kick him to a more of a safety role, I think they feel like they can do that if it's easier for them to find a slot corner. Right. So I think, yeah, Brian Branch made a lot of plays at the nickel position, but he can do a lot of that stuff from the safety as well.
Yeah.
So I think that gives them the flexibility to look for different guys. The thing that I think about, and I know those guys are getting a little older, but I think Ife is what, year three?
Yeah, heading into year four, I believe.
And Kirby is probably year three?
Yeah, heading into year three.
So that's the thing that I look for. Like, the guy that you're, like, you need that veteran safety. And mm-hmm. and that is what makes it hard for guys like Quandre, guys like Jamal Adams, guys like Justin Simmons, because these guys have been starters their whole career. Your third or your backup safeties have to be special team guys.
Yeah.
So if I got young guys that I want as my starters, to have a veteran come in, he has to be a special teamer. And after all these years, I don't know if Quandre and Justin, I don't know if Harrison Smith, I don't know if those guys are really trying to be special teamers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Who wants to be on punt team at this point, right?
Right. So that makes it difficult for them. You know what I'm saying? You know, every now and then you'll get that corner that they'll put as a veteran guy because you might have five corners active on a Sunday. Right. Because Rasheem Mathis probably isn't playing, you know, special teams. Right. Safety wise, it's going to be hard for them to have five safeties on game day. You're probably only going to have four, and the two backups probably going to be playing special teams. So that's tough because I think you need the veteran leadership. I definitely feel that way. And that's why. And I know it's just skipped to a whole different thing. But that's why I was kind of glad to see the move that happened with Justin Fields and Pittsburgh. You know, I think that's, you know, it's taking a chance, obviously. But what better chance, right? I got an ex-Super Bowl MVP type of player in Russell. And even if he lost a little bit physically, mentally, he knows how to play the game. Mentally, he knows what it takes to win a Super Bowl. Mentally, he knows how to prepare. Right. So personality wise, he seems like a solid dude, you know. So I don't think he will try to gatekeep or keep things from Justin Fields. And I think it's an opportunity for Justin Fields to kind of find somebody that he can learn from, because sometimes you get drafted into a team like Chicago and they expect you to just be the guy. You don't have a veteran to teach you how to do it. And if you look at a lot of the guys that have been the quarterbacks that have been the most successful in recent history, you look at Aaron Rodgers. He had time to sit and learn from a Brett Favre. Right. Yeah. Did Aaron Rodgers want to come in and play? Of course he did. But I'm sure he appreciate what he had to learn, what he got to learn, and the time that he had to just develop a little bit before he got thrown in the fire. You look at Patrick Mahomes, same thing. Sit behind Alex Smith for a year. You get to learn more about the game. Right. Then you jump on the scene and you do your thing, right? You look at Tom Brady. He was behind Drew Bledsoe. Like, a lot of times you come in and you're behind a great and you get opportunity to learn and get taught how to do things, and you are the future. So Russell being in year whatever he's in, 13, 12, one of those years, he's up there. Justin being young, this is good for him to be able to learn from Russ, sit out. Well, I don't want to say sit out, but just kind of like take a back seat for a little while, get out of the public eye of scrutiny for a little while, and just be able to focus on you and your growth, and then come back and have an opportunity to be the quarterback for the Steelers. Now, yeah, he got a high price tag next year with being a first round guy, but
those are the risks you take, right? Those are right. The payoff. If it pans out, you get a franchise quarterback. It's worth whatever you paid. And if it doesn't work out, you paid a sixth round pick to make it happen. And so those moves, I always appreciate, and you've been talking about this for years, how so many of the first overall picks, the early round quarterbacks, they fail because the team around them is bad. Justin Fields didn't have a team with the Chicago Bears. Now, Mitchell Trubisky had a bit of a team with the Chicago Bears, but even then, early in his career, it was up and down. And you saw it from pretty much all of these quarterbacks that were traded: Desmond Ridder, Kenny Pickett, Sam Howell. They were all in bad situations. They all looked bad, and they all get moved immediately. Now they get the chance to kind of rehab that career, rebuild it. But it's just where we are. And you look at a team like Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. He was supposed to sit for the whole year. He sits about 10 games behind Flacco. He gets injured. But that was the plan. The plan was not to just rush him out there. And even when they did put him out there, there was a good ecosystem around. So it's just, it's very, very different when you just try to say, here's the team, here's the keys to the car, go and drive it as fast as you can. And if you crash it, well, we're just going to move on.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing, you know, it's one of those, we never know how things are going to turn out. We never know how players are going to turn out. But when you just look at it, it's one of those ego type of situations that you kind of really have to fight, because you look at it right now. I mean, Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, right? But he went to a great team. He's had the opportunity, due to injury or whatever reason, he had an opportunity to go in and play. And I know we have all these conversations and you see all these things about game managers or this and this. Doesn't matter, right? He's the starting quarterback for the top team in the NFC, one of them. Went to a Super Bowl, and he's a quarterback that's not on a first round quarterback. He don't have a fifth year option, right? So now, after 2 years, 3 years, he's going to be up for an extension.
Yep.
And the going rate for a quarterback, game manager, game changer, doesn't really matter. They're getting $40 million a year. So you get this first rounder. Yeah, you was the number one overall pick, and you only signed for, say, $30 million guaranteed. Right? All of it. Guaranteed. Yeah, but now you got first round contract. You got a bad team. They put a fifth-year option on you. Like, it might be 6 years before you can get a major deal. Brock Purdy go in, gets an opportunity. Brock Purdy might sign a five-year, $200 million deal. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I think it's something to say. You look at Russell Wilson, third-round pick, go to a good team, right? I don't know. You know, I think going to a good team and a good system, to me, is way better than being able to say I was the number one overall, first overall draft pick. Because as the first overall draft pick, unless you just really exceed expectations, it's going to be hard for you not to be considered a bust, because everybody expects you to come turn around this bad organization, right? Like, I mean, the Lions drafted Stafford coming off 0-16. Like, think about the pressure that that they putting on Stafford that you got to try to turn around 0-16?
Yeah.
Right?
And you better do it quick.
Yeah. Like, that's tough. But then you sent Stafford to a, you know, he done learned a lot. He got to play a lot. He never could get it. But then you send him to a Rams team that, you know, has pieces or, and they go and win a Super Bowl. Why he couldn't do that here? Guys, he took over an 0-16 team, right? And things just are different. He was in the, he was in a division. Aaron Rodgers ruled that division for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And so when you look at guys, sometimes just like that. I mean, you're going to look at Josh Allen. You're going to look at Lamar Jackson. And those guys are going to be on the downward end of having to face Patrick Mahomes every year. Just is what it is. Well, he could never get to a Super Bowl. Well, they couldn't get past LeBron either, right? Like, it's a lot of people don't have –
Charles Barkley doesn't have a ring.
Because he couldn't get past Jordan. Like, it just be like that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And so Aaron Rodgers is an all-time great. You know, think about – I mean, Tom Brady did it for 23 years. Think about the great quarterbacks that came through the AFC or that division or whatever that could never get over the hump because of Tom Brady.
Yeah. Philip Rivers, does he has one AFC championship game appearance, no Super Bowl appearances.
Man, it's tough, man. It's tough.
And it wasn't just Brady either. It was Ben. It was Manning. Those guys were in every Super Bowl for the AFC except for the one Flacco went to. And they had an all-time defense.
Yeah, man, it's tough, man. It's tough. It's tough. So going to a good team, I think, is more important than being drafted first overall. But it's an ego thing. I think it's a cool thing to say. Hey, I was number one overall pick. Okay. Okay.
Let's see where you go from here.
Right. Like, you know, and that's what I tell people. Expectations is the biggest thing. That's what changes things, right? I came in as a fourth round draft pick. The things that they expected out of me as a fourth round draft pick, I exceeded. If I would have came in as a first round draft pick, they would have expected that from me. So it wouldn't have been looked at as I was outperforming what I was doing. It would have been looked at as, this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is why we drafted you, right? So yeah, if you a guy like I said, like Tom Brady was a sixth rounder, he exceeded so much more than what we expected. Peyton Manning was number one overall. We expected him to do what he did. You see what I'm saying? It's different. It's just different, right? Like, it's different. We expected him to do that. He was the number one overall pick. He's supposed to. Tom wasn't supposed to do it. He did it. That makes him. It's just how it is.
And that's what's so funny about the Lions, too. And you look at what Jared Goff went through. He was that first overall pick. The expectations were there, and it didn't work out. There were a lot of things that went on behind the scenes that contributed to that. But then you get him to Detroit. You now have him in that ecosystem. You have him in that strong roster, and it just continues to get stronger. And there were a lot of times people were angry when the Lions took Penei Sewell over Justin Fields. Now you have Penei Sewell blocking for Jared Goff, blocking for years and years in the future, versus just throwing a quarterback into a bad situation just to say you took a quarterback. And that's what has been so nice about the Lions this offseason. They haven't been spending the big money going out and getting Danielle Hunter, trading for Khalil Mack like some people wanted. But it's solid moves. They're addressing the cornerback position. They're adding two corners. They get DJ Reader, who's a veteran at nose tackle and is excited to be a leader on the team to help their young guys develop. I like to see that. I like to see Kevin Zeitler replacing Jonah Jackson. It sucks to lose Jonah, but then both your starting guards combined are making $12.6 million compared to $17 million for Jonah. it's just nice to see the Lions are so, like we were talking about earlier, they're so deliberate, so intentional with everything they do to keep that ecosystem going.
Right, and they definitely have done that and made some really strong moves. And if you think about it, you know, I mean, you have your cornerstone pieces, guys that you want to try to keep, and, you know, Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Aiden Hutchinson to be one of those guys. And then everybody else, you got a piece. You got to put the pieces together. It's not about getting a big name. It's about getting the pieces that fit your puzzle. And that's from a playing standpoint. That's from a personality standpoint. That's from all those things, because they got to come in and buy into what we're teaching and what we're coaching and how we want to do those things. So I like the moves that they're making as well. And, you know, when you look at guys, like I said, when we were talking about earlier, you look at guys like a Jared Goff, you can't ever discredit the fact that they were number one overall draft picks. So the talent is there. Obviously, the tools are there, right? It's just about finding the right fit. And a lot of times it's about being taught how to do certain things. So Baker Mayfield resurrecting and getting a $100 million deal, that's just about finding the right fit. He's a first-round draft pick. The talent is there. We know he can play. But sometimes you just get put in a bad situation, a bad system, and you don't really get to flourish like that. So then it looks like, but the talent is there. And those guys will get those opportunities, right? Justin Fields, he'll get to go from that to being a backup. And they're going to give him opportunities. Why? Because the talent is there. We know it. He was a first rounder. Trey Lance, the talent is there. We just got to figure out how to get it. So they're going to get more opportunities than if Brock Purdy didn't pan out with San Francisco. He's probably done. Why? Well, it was the last pick of the draft. So this is where they ranked him talent-wise. And then he showed that he couldn't really do it in San Fran. What makes you think he's going to do it here? All right? So they don't get as many opportunities. Undrafted guys don't get as many opportunities. First-round guys, man, they're going to get an opportunity all the time. Why? Because the talent is there. We just got to fix whatever is causing the talent not to be shown. They're getting in trouble. Like, we just got to fix it.
Yeah, and you even look at a guy like Chase Young, and I'm happy he got his money, but he gets up to $13 million and has to have neck surgery. But he was the second overall pick. He has all the talent in the world. We've seen the talent at the NFL stage, too. So it's worth taking the risk of neck surgery, because you could get that guy and this could be the perfect fit.
Right. Especially when they're in that prime area of their career. Right. Hey, we give you a 1-year deal to see if you can find it. Right. It happened with Jadeveon Clowney.
Yep.
Same thing. These guys are talented. They're number one overall picks. Number two, like, they're top 10 picks. They're talented. They're going to get more opportunities, because if they don't perform like a first rounder, maybe they perform like a fourth rounder. Maybe they perform like a fifth rounder. Well, now we got this first round talent that we're having to pay $6 million for.
Yeah.
That's trying to resurrect his career to show that he wasn't a bust. He's motivated. We're going to get a spectacular year out of this guy. Why not?
And that's what it seems like the Lions are doing with a lot of their moves too. Marcus Davenport, first round pick, because he's an athletic freak, has some injuries, doesn't work out with the Saints or the Vikings, but you're still, it's $6 million on a first round talent. Carlton Davis, last couple of years, hasn't worked out with the Buccaneers because he's a man corner forced to play zone. You get him back in a man coverage scheme and it hopefully will work out. And if not, it's a first round talent for a third round pick.
That's like I say, you only have in the declining whatever, you only have like room to go down for the most part, right? You, like a guy that's walking around that's 7 foot tall, he's going to get more opportunities to be a basketball player than you are as a 5'11 guy. There's millions of 5'11 people walking around. There's not a lot of 7 footers walking around. So if they got any kind of athleticism, they're going to get more opportunities than you. There's not a lot of 4'2 guys running around here. There's not a lot of 6'8, 390, 340 pound left tackles walking around. So when you find those guys, they're going to get more opportunities, guys. Because like you say, if he don't perform like a number one overall pick or a first round pick, what if he performs like a fourth rounder? And now I can get a first round talent for the price of a fourth rounder? You're going to take those chances. You're going to take those chances. But if you get drafted as a seventh rounder and you don't pan out, you're only going to be looked at now as somebody that probably should have been an undrafted guy. You're not going to get that many opportunities. You're just not. So I like what the Lions are doing.
Glad to hear that. I am loving what the Lions are doing as well. It's just being a plug away at it. You know, address needs, get these guys. DJ Reader coming off of injury, but he's still one of the best nose tackles in the NFL. You get Marcus Davenport coming off injury, but he's still a first round talent. It's been a fun offseason. It's still a long way to go, but so far it has been another masterclass by Brad Holmes, by Dan Campbell, and you just have to love what you're seeing out of the Detroit Lions.
Well, I will say this before we go. I will say it's the same thing that I said last year. The hype around the Lions was really high, and I was constantly saying, that's fine. They just got to go and win, right? On paper, this looks like very good strategic moves. They just got to work out. Marcus Davenport got to stay healthy. Otherwise, it's the same thing. You signed guys that you knew had injury history, and now you're stuck, right? That's what people will say. DJ Reader gets hurt. Marcus Davenport get hurt, and they can't play, right? But if it does work out, you're the genius. Hopefully it works out.
And hopefully they are looking like geniuses. And hopefully the Detroit Lions are looking like geniuses on the field as well. Long way before that happens, we've got all of training camp, OTAs, mini camp that we've got to wait to get through. But it's just another reminder that it is a great time to be a Detroit Lions fan. It's always a great time to be a Detroit Lions fan. Glover, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Man, continue to enjoy your offseason, man. Like, it's a lot of moves going on, a lot of things going on. It's an exciting time of the year. I feel like I'm always saying that. But, man, we got March Madness starting today. NBA basketball is in the final stretch. I think it's opening day for Major League Baseball today, right? And it's, you know, a month away from the NFL draft. So it's a lot going on. Pro days are in the fold right now. So, man, it's great to be a sports fan. It's great to be in the offseason for football. Great time to explore, do different things, learn different things, increase your knowledge and education. So I'm loving it right now. It's a lot going on. But I'm also excited for the offseason, and I'm also excited for, you know, OTAs and all that. I think I'm going to get out and check out a couple OTA practices and things like that. So I'm excited. You should be excited. Enjoy this time, man. This is a great time.
It really is. It's spring. It's late March. The weather's getting nicer. The sports are back. We're going to have NBA playoffs here before you know it. It is a great time to be a sports fan, and it's always a great time to be a Detroit Lions fan. So we will be back later to talk about all of the goings on for the Detroit Lions. But until then, we will see you next time.
Peace.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.